dismal day, a lily bent its head far away into the crowded street. A lowly man was led. The precious flower felt the pain, the burden of the cross. Then he looked away and he saw the rose weeping sadly at the loss. Lily, oh Lily, don't these people know he rained upon our dust right petals? He was our cause to grow. I wonder, yes, I wonder if they knew this road he chose. But I believe no one knew it like the lily and the rose. And hanging there upon that day, with one man on each side, one in bitter, hateful scorn, yet one in love confides, "Wilt thou be with me in paradise?" the young king cried. And moaning, "It is finished," he bowed his thorn-crowned head and died. The rose and lily kept looking to the hill across the way, and looking at each other, there was nothing left to say. When suddenly an earthquake came, and there was darkness all around. The heavens plunged a bolt of lightning from the sky into the ground. The rose and lily were weeping as everything stood still, and they were a comfort to each other while looking at the hill. The precious battered body was then taken to the ground. When the little rose and lily heard a giant ripping sound, "Why, that's the tenth," the lily cried, "and it's rent in twain at last. We must look for his day to come. 3 days will go by fast." And the lily was right, for the sun came shining one hopeful brand new morn. And when 3 days of mourning now over, a stranger walks their way. "Here he comes," the lily cried, "the bright and morning star. Great divine creator, come, for here is where we are." Those nail-scarred feet made a path, and don't you just suppose that in kneeling down with the nail-scarred hands, he blessed the lily and the rose. Lily, oh Lily, don't these people know he rained upon our dust-right petals and he was our cause to grow? I wonder, yes, I wonder if they knew this road he chose. But I believe Jesus knew it. He's the lily and he's the rose.